the wake of the killing of George Floyd, some theater companies in Connecticut are promising to do more to deal with racial injustice in their communities and within their own workplace. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports.
Godfrey Simmons is the artistic director of Hartford's Heartbeat Ensemble. The group is dedicated to presenting works that deal with issues of social justice and change. In an open letter on the front page of their website, Simmons makes it clear that Heartbeat will not sit idly by during this time of civil unrest.
I think the theater must be a part of this because theater is like church. It's a place where people can come together to both hear their stories be told and actually tell their stories.
To that end, Simmons will facilitate a virtual safe space this evening for people of color. He hopes it will be a chance for the participants to take a deep breath.
A moment to just be able to stop and not have to kind of like have the armor on and make sure that it is the dedicated space where people can just unload.
Jacob Padron is the artistic director of New Haven's Long Wharf Theater. In an open letter on the theater's website, he's concerned about the theater's complicity in, quote, upholding oppressive systems.
Theater and the stories that we tell can galvanize us to propel people to actually want to make the world better. And I think that we haven't always delivered on that promise, nor have we always communicated that that's our intention to our audiences.
Padron is suggesting a host of measures to correct this, including staff participation in an Undoing Racism workshop, sharing with the entire Long Wharf community ways they can get involved in the fight for racial justice, and a promise to call out injustice and fight to correct it. Earlier this week, Hartford Stage said they pledged to, quote, engage in further education and action to dismantle the systems of oppression that infect Hartford Stage, our industry, and our beloved city of Hartford. Goodspeed Musicals offered their support of peaceful protesters and promised to take a more active role in promoting the voices of Black artists and administrators. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.